USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden, in his first address to a joint session of Congress Wednesday night, laid out his vision for America.
America's moving forward, but we can't stop now. We're in competition with China and other countries to win the 21st century. We're at a great inflection point in history. We have to do more than just build back better. We have to build back better.
Many topics were discussed by the president. Republican Senator Tim Scott discounts Biden's claim about voting rights.
I'm an African American who's voted in the South my entire life. I take voting rights personally. Republicans support making it easier to vote and harder to cheat.
According to a new household pulse survey from the U.S. Census Bureau, 51% of adults with health insurance have gotten at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. Only 24% have been jabbed without insurance. USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
As COVID-19 shuttered America and pretty much the world, a new way of working has evolved. Working from home became a way of life. Now, Americans are saying they like working from home. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
According to a new survey from FlexJobs, 65% of remote workers want to keep working from home when the pandemic is over. Just 2% say they would prefer to return to the normal office model. Another 33% say they would prefer the hybrid model that combines office and remote work. The survey found that 58% would look for a new job if they had to return to the office full time.
A recent Gallup poll showed the percentage of those working from home hit a high of 70% in April. The U.S. Senate voted on Wednesday to confirm Samantha Power, the former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, to lead the U.S. Agency for International Development. Power was confirmed in a bipartisan vote, 68-26. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
More takeaways from President Biden's speech Wednesday night in Washington. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
President Joe Biden made the first major address of his presidency Wednesday night before a joint session of Congress. In the speech, he laid out his legislative agenda, calling for action on infrastructure, gun control, and police reform. He also urged Congress to work on those issues in a bipartisan manner.
I wanted to lay out before the Congress my plan before we got into the deep discussions. I'd like to meet with those who have ideas that are different, they think are better. I welcome those ideas.
During the Republican response to the speech, South Carolina Senator Tim Scott said the president's policies had done more to pull the nation further apart.
He promised to unite a nation, to lower the temperature, to govern for all Americans, no matter how we voted. This was the pitch. You just heard it again. But our nation is starving for more than empty platitudes. We need policies and progress that brings us closer together. But 3 months in, the actions of the president and his party are pulling us further and further apart.
Biden's speech was in front of a nearly empty chamber as lawmakers continue to struggle with COVID-19. Federal prosecutors executed a search warrant Wednesday at the apartment of Rudy Giuliani, advancing an investigation into former President Trump's personal lawyer and his dealings with Ukraine. Authorities seized Giuliani's electronic devices during the early morning searches at both his home and law office. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.